Thomas Rhett, Unforgettable on B105. And we've got coming up some big stuff in the B105 Buzz going on this week. Oh, I don't have your microphone on. Hello, good morning, Lauren.
Muted me.
Never muted, just did finger slipped on this button over here. No.
Okay.
Oh, we'd love hearing you. You want? I can keep your microphone on the rest. B105 and the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. I'm going to start today with something. Today begins the music on the ship, William A. Irvin.
Oh, nice.
They got, Janie and the Spokes. Going to be there tonight. It starts at doors. I think the doors are at 6:30. Music starts at 7. And it's on the Irvin. And it's a free event, too. There's snacks and beverages for purchase. No alcohol. I would imagine that's because you're on top of a ship deck. They don't want that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good time. Free concert. Lots of fun. It's going to be every Thursday now through August 13th when, the Front Porch Sinners, Brianne Marie and Front Porch Sinners headline that one. So
nice.
That's what's going on. You can read more about it on our Facebook page.
Fun and very Duluth thing to do.
There's nothing more Duluth than that, I think.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention this quick. There's so much construction, obviously, going on in the Northland.
Like, what? No.
It's literally everywhere you go.
Running into it.
No matter where you think you're going, there's construction. So I just wanted to mention Dead on Arms. They have been a victim of the construction because I got turned around in that area the other day, and it's like, it says road closed, but the owner has been sharing on Facebook, and I've talked to her many times. Like, they are open. It says road closed, but she's like, if you're going to a local business, you are allowed to go through.
They should get some signage figured out for that.
I know, and it's sad that so many businesses have been impacted, you know, by the construction, because I know myself, and it's like, if it says road closed, I'm not going to go. I don't want to get arrested, but there are, obviously.
You said that's what you think about if you go past the signs of the road closed, you're going to get thrown in jail.
I don't know what I think, okay?
I don't want to go to prison, Mom.
I wouldn't do well there.
Okay. Actually, maybe you would if you got your own cell, you know?
That's true. I really don't need much, and I don't get bored, so.
You get a nice lot of quiet time, you know,
to reflect. Could I have, like, my iPad? I don't want to reflect. Anyways, you can learn more, read about Dead on Arms, B105country.com. But I wanted to help get the word out because so many businesses.
Well, Stokey's had that problem too because that's up there. And they kind of did a similar thing saying, hey, we're open. Please come support us. Buy gift cards, something, you know.
Yeah, and do then, something.
So let's help them out. Yeah. All right. Dead on Arms. Okay, cool. Thank you, Lauren. That's B105 Buzz. B105 and Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up?
So Morgan Wallen could make history in a few different ways because he has a few shows left on his Still the Problem tour. He's actually going to be in Michigan this weekend. So the tour is projected to gross over $500 million.
Jeez, that's a half a billion dollars.
Yeah, which would set the record for the highest grossing country tour ever. And Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour, that holds the record, $400 million. So he's basically already past that. If you could call that a country tour, some people don't think so. And then he has two more back-to-back shows this weekend. And if he does accomplish this, he will also make the list of the top 20 highest grossing tours ever. Like, Taylor Swift's on that list. Like,
yeah.
So
how much did Taylor's tour make, I wonder?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Because
I think that would be $500 million or so. Didn't that stimulate the economy and prevent a recession or something like that?
The Eras tour, yeah. I think that might be the highest grossing tour ever. But I'm surprised Taylor never had a country tour that grossed over $500 million. But when she was country, that was
a thing. She didn't really get as huge as she was till she crossed over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, looking forward to his new song, Been By Now. That's coming out Friday, so we'll see if he makes history. Megan Maroney, a lot of people think she might be dating. Tell me if you know this person, because you're tuned into sports. How do I say his name here? Oh, my gosh, I don't even have his name. Oh, Christian Pulisic. There we go. He is the star player on the United States men's national team. He played during the World Cup this year.
Oh, soccer player.
Yeah, soccer player. So he went to her show in Miami, brought his little cousin who loves Megan, and then posted it on Instagram and whatever. And then just a few days later, they were spotted at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row in Nashville. This was literally just a few days ago. So they were spotted in the corner having fun. It's not like they were like canoodling or anything, but people think maybe it's a new love interest.
Interesting.
That'd be hard if you're so famous and you're a famous country artist and you go to, like, Broadway.
It's always the stuff that they're trying to figure out. Because, like, Nick Bosa, remember? Everyone's trying to figure out who she's dating.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think they'd be a cute couple. So I'm here for it.
Okay.
I love. It's all good.
You do. You certainly do.
And then Ella Langley will end with this. She has a new venture. She has a new energy drink out. It is a zero sugar energy drink, peaches and honey flavored. It's a bum energy drink. That's the brand. So if you want to support Ella next time you see it, you can check it out.
All right. More of this and more tea, B105country.com. I don't know. They look like they make a decent couple, but you know. Bailey Zimmerman, backup plan, B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we've got tickets to Lake Superior Zoo.
Yes, we do. So if you want a pair, call us up. We'll take caller 5-727-B105.
Yeah, go to Lake Superior Zoo on us right now. So give us a call, 727-B105, and Blake Shelton. B105, Blake Shelton, the honeybee, and we got tickets to the Lake Superior Zoo. We're going to go to caller 5. Let's see what we got here. Hello, B105. Who's this?
It's Jim Anderson.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, you want tickets to Lake Superior Zoo?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All you got to do is tell me what your favorite animal is in the world.
Oh, you know, it used to be a dog, but now it's a cat.
Oh, really? You converted. You crossed over to the dark side.
Yeah, they're kind of unique animals, aren't they?
Well, not the one I had, but that's another story. Okay. Hey, Jim, congratulations. You got tickets to Lake Superior Zoo.
That's great.
What's your favorite animal, Lauren?
Bear.
Really?
It's a type, well, okay, bear.
Specific type of bear?
Bear, a shark, and a sloth. Those are like my top
three. Why a shark?
I like sea creatures. But like bears have to be my favorite animal.
Okay, interesting.
You know, what
about
you?
I don't know if I have one.
That's so, well, like does a dog count? Because what?
Yeah, I mean dogs are, yeah, but they're domesticated. I was thinking like a wild animal, but
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I do love my dog.
Nothing with scales.
Yeah.
I don't want anything with scales.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind if I ever buy you a pet without you knowing.
Please don't.
No, I'll be thoughtful about it.
Okay.
724, B105. Look at your weather forecast from Fox 21 next. Old Dominion one-man band on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we've also got our friend Steve Tankle here. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I don't know yet. We're going to find out after we eat this disgusting thing. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's great.
Yeah. I just want to say Steve willingly came in here. I said, hey, do you want to try this? So for some context here, I was at Rare Snacks World at the Miller Hill Mall, new store, and just some fun snacks from all over the place.
It's not even in English.
Yeah. And I saw these chips. They had a lot of different flavors. They had ketchup flavored. I don't think I could have done that. A few others.
A lot of people like the ketchup.
Ketchup flavored you can't do, but you think you can do fish and chips? What is wrong with you?
A lot. And so then I was like, well, I like this packaging, and I think Ken would love to try these fish and chips flavored Lay's. I don't know where they're from.
I can't read the ingredients.
That's for the best.
Oh, wait, no, there's a translation here. Ooh. Well, the good news is the first word is potato, so you mean
that's good.
Yeah. Well, and it's Lay's brand, so I mean it's a not that I'm saying that Lay's is the best, but it's a genuine brand.
Okay, open it up, crack it open.
I'm opening this.
I'm like scared to smell it.
Okay, what's it smell like?
Actually,
no,
it probably tastes like salt and vinegar.
I'm grabbing.
I would like salt and vinegar.
So I'm going to pass this to Lauren.
Oh no.
The
not
first,
that bad.
I smelled like briny, like pickly.
Yeah. Right. And for anybody who's probably curious, this bag of chips was $5.99.
Okay.
That was $5.99.
Yeah, but I think it's because it's kind of like the novelty, you know?
Okay, on three,
okay,
ready?
One, all right. Two, three.
No.
It's not bad.
I'm waiting for the fish to
hit. Oh, I think it hit me.
See, I don't taste the fish. I taste seasoning. Like it's
here, have another one, Lauren.
No, I'm good right now. I'm trying to get over my first one. Okay.
Yeah, just have another.
I don't taste the fish. I taste, like, these taste like seasoned fries to me. Right?
Getting the fish. I'm getting the fish flavor.
I'm just zoomed in on Lauren's face right now in the
please
video.
Don't. Okay. Don't ever zoom in on my face, please.
Do you taste the fish?
Not really. No, it doesn't taste bad. If you didn't tell me it was fish flavored, I wouldn't have noticed.
It's not as fishy as you would think. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can taste a little bit of the fish, but it's not an overpowering.
I wouldn't buy this.
No.
I mean, if it was served, I don't know. I don't need to eat it again.
No.
But not as diabolical.
So where is this place at?
So Miller Hill Mall, Rare Snacks World. I'm trying to think of what else it's by. And I can't recall at this time, but
I get lost in the mall anyway.
Well, same. So just do a lap and you'll see.
Just look for the fish.
Walk off the calories you're going to consume.
Right, exactly.
They had, you know, they had candy and other fun stuff, but I was like, these fish and chips.
The aftertaste really hangs on. I mean, I'm tasting the chip.
And it takes a few seconds for you to get like the full flavor. Because like at first I'm like, this isn't bad. And then I'm...
B105, it's the Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, it's Carrie Underwood, All-American Girl. And we got Lauren. Luke Combs, Be By You on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what do you got?
I was getting there. So, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news here, but there's a second Cyclospora outbreak.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. I meant to tell you before this. I wanted, like, some dramatic music, but that's okay. So,
Just explosive diarrhea, dramatic music.
That's a tough
genre to look for.
Yeah, that's tough. So anyways, there is a second outbreak now apparently brewing with more than 70 new cases reported in Michigan and 4 other Midwest states. I'm trying to figure out if that includes Minnesota and Wisconsin.
I was trying to find it too, but they're not listing the states everywhere I looked. I'm like,
probably as to not cause fear, but the illness is caused by parasites linked to food and water, causes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Sorry. And more than 300 people have been hospitalized in the first outbreak. So
they still haven't figured out where it's coming from.
Yeah.
From what I saw.
They thought it was Taco Bell, didn't they? And then they like revoked that, which is.
They thought it was the lettuce at Taylor Farms. And then they issued an apology to Taylor Farms saying, no, that was a false positive. We still don't know. That's the last I've heard of anywhere they've gotten with it.
Well, this says Taylor Farms is still under investigation as the source of the first outbreak.
Who knows? I can't trust anything that comes through.
I feel like if I was Taylor Farms, I'd be really mad if it ended up not being linked back. But anyways, there's a second outbreak brewing. I mean, I thought the first one was still brewing, so maybe it just doesn't matter. But
so wash your produce, right?
Yeah. Like, are we still supposed to avoid lettuce?
I don't think they ever said avoid lettuce.
Oh, that's what I took from it. Not that I have to try that hard, but yeah.
I'd be more worried about the fish-flavored chips we tried earlier, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, they're still by me. I'm like, get away.
Yeah, that's. I still have the taste in my mouth of that. That was interesting. Okay, well, thanks for the Cyclospora update, Lauren.
For a second, I was like, should I even mention this? But then, you know, it is important.
That's scary. I don't want to get that.
Well, yeah, nobody does.
Or like you'd say, would you even notice? You had it the other day.
I didn't mean that. I just thought it was funny. Come on.
There's own boy, Dustin Lynch, B105, small town boy, Benjamin from Mainstream Fashions for Men. Hello.
Good morning.
You know how small my town actually was? Have I ever told you how small my town actually
was? You have, but remind us.
It's less than 300 people. Lowry, Minnesota.
So you just know everybody.
Is that where the seasoning salt comes from?
It should, but it's not. And what's even really funny is I went to elementary school in a town called Starbuck.
Yeah.
They do not have a Starbucks.
They don't have a Starbucks in Starbuck.
Poser.
I know. Yeah. And then there's a little town called Garfield, too. So, like, we have all these fun named towns where I'm from, but an actual small town
boy.
That's
cute.
You've been here a long time, though, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I've been in Duluth, like, 30-ish out of my almost 41 years. But, like, as any, you know, transplant to Duluth, I'm not a true Duluthian because I wasn't born here. So I'm still a small town country boy.
I grew up in the Iron Range, and I live in Superior, and I feel pretty much at home in Superior because Superior is pretty much like the Iron Range.
Yeah, I would say there's some similarities.
Well, you know, bars per capita.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for trying our fish-flavored potato chips.
Yeah,
he came in, he said, I'm not going to try it.
I was listening yesterday, and so they were like, do you want to try this chip? And I was like, if it's the fish thing, no, I despise fish
because
I'm a horrible Norwegian. But, like, it wasn't good, but, like, I had to at least try it.
Yeah. Thank you for taking one for the team because you're like, I hate fish, and then you reached into the bag. So
yeah, exactly.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So support Ben like he supported us at Mainstream. Right. What's going on?
You know what? It's I don't want to use the word yet, but, you know, the next season that comes after the season that we're in, we're already starting to see some of that merchandise show up,
okay,
believe it or not, which is crazy because it's the end of July. But obviously, wedding season is in full force right now. But we're, believe it or not, seeing new merchandise come in for that next season.
The other season that we don't
want to speak about. That we don't speak about.
We don't say their name.
No, we definitely don't. So
they're kind of like Voldemort.
Pretty much.
Did it.
So we're going to be starting to kind of whatever we have left over from summer is going to start seeing some really good deals here, and then you're going to start seeing some new merchandise. So
yeah,
it's pretty fun times down there right now, but it's kind of crazy because you've got tons and tons and tons of weddings. Like August this year is the biggest wedding month for us. It's going to be absolutely bonkers all next month. And then you also have all this brand new merchandise coming in. So we just got to figure out when we're going to get all the stuff done. Exactly. We're just going to do it.
Absolutely will.
We'll just survive on fish and chips.
Here, you can take the rest of the
I might have to. I might need the nourishment. You never know.
You should say hi to your mom.
I just texted my mom. She's actually in town, believe it or not. So they came up from Iowa over the weekend. We had kind of like a little combined birthday party because my birthday is next Monday. And then my niece's was on this Monday. And so my mom and dad actually came up from Iowa. So I got to see him on Monday, which was it Monday? Whatever day it was. I got to see him, which is going to be kind of fun. But then mom's going to head out back to Iowa this morning. So she'll be stopping by Mainstream to say hello before or goodbye.
I'd like to swing over and ask about your eating habits as a child.
Oh, she will tell you. She will tell you. Mom is an excellent
cook. Let's get her on the radio.
But she knew there were some things that I just didn't like.
Yeah,
so,
same with my mom. But
if you're particular like Ben, you might want to be particular about how you look. So go to Mainstream Fashions for Men.
Yeah, come see us downtown 206 West Superior Street. We're there 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Love it.
Otherwise, you'd be like me. You throw something on and then you eat whatever. And then, man, whatever.
I have days like that as well.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. We all do.
Thanks,
Ben. We'll see you later.
Yep.
Cheers and text. Tim McGraw, something like that on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8:32. And we are going to look at your weather forecast coming up from Fox 21. See what's going on with that. And also some jerk today. You already kind of talked about the cyclosporine.
I don't know. I've diagnosed myself with it several times.
Oh, by the way, the other day we mispronounced it's Perseid meteor showers.
Yeah, we knew we said it wrong. We just didn't know how
to. Thank you, Kevin. Send me the phonetic thing. Now I remember Perseid. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Kevin. Yeah. Shout out, Kevin.
No, that helped. And yeah, if we get clear skies, you might see some shooting stars, which is.
When is that again?
It's going on now through the peak will be August 12th and 13th.
Okay.
I always remember that it's always around August 12th and 13th because that was. That was my grandpa's birthday, and I'd always be out visiting him at the farm, and we'd watch shooting stars. So
that's so cute. You know what I mean? Yeah, that is really cute. Wow.
And then fireflies and crickets, and sounds like a hearty song. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going on. 8:33 B105 weather forecast coming up next. B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. All right, this is a weird headline, but it's a true headline. This happens in New York. New York State Police warned businesses about thefts of used cooking oil. There's been a rash of thefts of used cooking oil.
Gross.
So you know, like old grease that they put in those big receptacles also, and that's where they put grease for like French fries and other menu items that they deep fry with. There's criminals going through and siphoning from restaurant storage barrels. So, because the oil can be recycled into fuel, that's what's causing it to be wildly popular to steal. And my question is that so, okay, big deal. They're getting rid of the grease, right? And they're turning into, I don't know, but is that big?
That just seems like a lot of work to get from point A to point B. You know what I mean?
Right. They're telling all businesses install cameras, use locks in the containers, even well-lit areas because of the rash of thefts using used cooking oil. But what will be next?
That wasn't on my bingo card, but okay.
That's like when criminals were stealing Tide. You remember there was a like shoplifting
like
Tide?
Like the pods?
No, Tide pods when people were eating them.
That was when people were eating them. My bad.
Luke Bryan on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. All right, so I'm Angel with Lauren Wells, somebody doing good in the world. Let's hear it.
So our angel today is Luke Combs. Not just because I want him to be.
This is not the first time you've had Luke Combs as an angel.
No, well, he's always doing good things. Now, sure. I did have to cringe a little bit at how this came to be, but basically there's a couple overseas across the pond, and half of this couple is a huge Luke Combs fan, like diehard Luke Combs fan. So his wife was like, I'm going to try to like get him Luke Combs tickets for, I don't know if it was like an event or anniversary or whatever. So she Googled when is Luke Combs coming, and she saw that tickets were available for like $40. So she bought them. Turns out it was actually a Luke Combs impersonator.
Oh, jeez.
But the reason that I was cringing a little bit is because she was, like, bragging to everybody. She's like, I thought I was so cool because no one could get tickets because he went overseas for his tour. And she's like, and I said, oh, I got him for $40. So anyway, she realized it was an impersonator.
Oops.
Oopsie. She's actually a famous actress overseas. But Luke Combs caught wind of the fact that they didn't get tickets to the actual Luke Combs show, but to an impersonator because... There was a person who knew a person who knew a person. Anyways, gave him tickets to his show at Sloan Castle, and then they also got to go meet him to kind of try to make it right. But they only spent like $80 on these impersonator tickets, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that he did that.
Yeah, but it is a funny story.
Yeah, and then bragging all about it, right?
Yeah, she's like, well, I got tickets for only $40.
What's that time that you...
what I worry about for my mom. What?
Weren't you and a friend trying to, like, meet up with somebody on a third-party purchase for some tickets that was kind of sketchy?
We were trying to meet up with them, but we were trying to go see Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Oh.
And we knew it was a scam. That's why we only sent them a dollar. But at that point, it was like an hour to the concert, so we were just clinging on to hope.
B105, we will see you later. Have a terrific Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday, lots of fun. Breakfast Club Confessions. I got a few. Well, yep. Could be the chips that you had today, the fish-flavored chips. You're going to go around and do some more taste testing today with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll offer them up to our coworkers.
I almost got the taste out of my mouth, so that's
good. I shuddered. I had like a full-body shudder after I ate it.
A little vinegary. There's some vinegar in there.
And like people eat the whole bag?
I don't know. Do you like sea salt and vinegar chips? Yeah,